No. You make you go to the Lord. Help my brother, Lord. That's why he confessed it to me, so that I can help him in prayer. When he's in need, I help him. I'm out here to make my brother's life better. Add that to your statue of perfection. And finally what? Finally what? Charity. Charity. Which is what? Hallelujah. How did Peter put it? Amen. Amen. Verse 7. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, what? Charity. Please just let me quickly explain this and we close on that. Hallelujah. When he speaks about charity here, you know, he first said brotherly love before he add charity. You know, charity is also love. But you can see Peter separated it. Hallelujah. Charity goes beyond brotherly love. Charity here is the type of love you have until you can sacrifice even your own life for somebody. Charity. That is God's kind of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only, the only one he has, the only ones, the only one he had, he gave him out. That's charity. All you have, you are ready to give it. I didn't say give it. I say you should be ready to give it. Matthew 19, Jesus Christ explained there. Verse 21, Jesus said unto him, if thou will be perfect, if thou will be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that the rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? Who then can be saved? Because this man had, he had obeyed all the commandments, you see. But when it came to charity, he failed. His own keeping of the law of God did not go around his riches. And until you have that virtue of charity in you, the ability, I say it's the ability to give all you have for the betterment of someone, or all you have for the kingdom's sake. Unless you are able to come to that estate, you are not yet perfect. He said, if you must be perfect. Because a young man was telling me in my office, Jerry, you were there. Jerry, you can see that, may you not collapse. Thank you. A young man was telling me, he said, that offering, about building offering we did during the Holy Ghost program, he said it brought deliverance to so many people. He said, especially himself. He said, there is a spirit that it broke in him. I said, what is it? He said, anytime he wants to give something to someone, or even offering, he said, there is a spirit, a thought that battles him. He said, you begin to think that 2,000, now you get for the whole of this week. Out of these 2,000, you know, say you go to Papa tomorrow. Then you know, say you never get a charge card. And everything on top of that 2,000, he will say, not true. He will zip up again. He said that, but he received administration when I said, come and make, you know, that contribution, 1,000 naira or so, 500. He said he came for 1,000. He said, and it is very unusual of him. He said, for him to come and give 1,000, he said, car. It's unusual. But he said he came. He said he discovered after that it is so easy for him now to give. He said, until he entered Keke Marwa, he said, a young man was saying, I will pay for everybody. I said, no. I will pay. He said, they were struggling to pay. He said, even now before, he goes, he said, go pay for me. Instead, he was the one paying. He said he saw that as a great deliverance on him. And that is most of the things a lot of people are facing here. It's the same spirit that is on that rich young man that is on you when it is difficult to give all you have when it is needed. For the betterment of someone or for the kingdom's sake. Charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 first. So that I connect it, so that you understand. It says, are all apostles? Are all prophets? Verse 29, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. Let me go to verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. Now, ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Then he asks, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. What is the more excellent way? It is the finality of perfection. Chapter 13 and verse 1. This is the excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have no charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have no charity, it profited me nothing. Identification of charity now. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunted not itself, is not puffed up. Charity does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not selfish, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Charity beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endured all things. You don't just see somebody and begin to suspect, and they suspect. Bill, I said this article. Bill, I said they chop my money. Bill, I said, charity does not think like that. Verse 8. Charity never faileth. But but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. That is, hallelujah. One day prophecy will cease. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, see where we are going? Then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Jealousy is childish things. Envy is childish things. Suspicion is childish things. Hey, children, childishness. If I see you proud, it's childishness. It means you are not yet perfect. You are not yet matured. For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now, I know in part, but then, shall I know, even as also I am known. And verse 13, finally, and now abided faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is what? That's the statue of a perfect man. Can we stand up, church? Can we stand up? Thank you very much. That's the statue of a perfect man. Hallelujah. There's a song we used to sing here. I don't know if you still remember it. It said, make me more like thee, Jesus. Make me more like thee. Give me a heart that's filled with love. Make me more.